जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा राम रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama. శ్రీవ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్రా మహారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన చంద్రకి శ్రీనివాస్ బాలాజీకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే हरे राम हरे राम राम राम, राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। दिस मॉर्निंग आई हैव बीन एसोसिएटिंग विद ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑफ इस्कॉन कल्चरल सेंटर अप्रॉक्सिमेटली वंस इन अ मंथ। इट्स वेरी वंडरफुल अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर मी टू बी विद ऑल ऑफ यू सिंसियर डिवोटीज हु आर लाइक हनी बीज ईगर टू ड्रिंक द नेक्टर ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम and coming together with such great enthusiasm. And I thank this great Narahar Chaitanya Prabhu and the team of managers there who have created such a beautiful culture of bringing all Vaishnavas together and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada very much wanted in every center. The topic is itself a very attractive topic, attracting the all attractive. So we'll recite a shloka from Bhagavatam. Okay? 3.2.12
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.12
Yanmartya Leela Upajikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Vismapanam Swasya Cha Saubhagar Dhehe Panam Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam.
See, the meaning of this verse is like this. Yan Martya Leela Upayikam Swayoga Maya Balam. The Supreme Lord Krishna in this material world descends to perform his beautiful leelas, which are very unique leelas, on the land of Rajabhumi. Swayoga Maya Balam. He comes by his own internal potency. Yogamaya, not Mahamaya, Yogamaya Balam, but the strength of his own internal potency. Darshayata, he displays, and Grihitam, it is accepted by not only Lord Krishna's beautiful leelas are accepted by the jivas like all of us. These are attractive even to the devatas, 33 crore devatas. Not only to them, even to Mahavishnu, he is saying. That is attractive potency of Lord Krishna. Vismapanam means amazed, astonished. Who? Swasya cha. Such a great personality as himself. Who? Saubhagaradde means Lord of Vaikuntha. Mahavishnu. Even he is amazed by the beauty of Brajendra Nandan Krishna.
Param padam bhushana bhushanangam.
What can we say about the beauty of Krishna? The ornaments you put on his body, they become more beautiful than before when they are connected to Krishna's body, he says. Generally in this world, we all try to appear attractive by wearing a costly dress. Sometimes if there is a girl at a marriageable age, they may sometimes put like a princess, a very, very beautiful, colorful dress, gorgeous looking dress, Lassip, she's like a fairy who has descended from heaven. Why does she dress attractively? So the parents can, you know, bring her to some family and get her married properly, suitably. Some people see, hey, who is this young girl? Somebody may have a son. They may want to get him married to her. So she looks very opulent and very nicely decorated, dressed. So in this world, everybody is making an effort to attract other living beings, surely. Here it says that, so such people living in it is actually put ornaments to look more beautiful. Like if a girl is getting married, they put all this kind of, here you've seen that, on the head also they put, what do you call this? You know, there's a round one here, it comes from here, then there are earrings also, there are nose rings and nose to the ear also, some connection, isn't it? And then necklaces, then there are, you know, jeweled belts in the hip, multiple, some people wear bangles from here to here, full hand, isn't it? And then nupur in the feet. Why a person is decorated like this? It is expected that even if a person is not so beautiful, by putting all these ornaments, you know, immediately attraction level can be increased by that. Whereas in Krishna's case, when you put on the ornaments become more beautiful, he says. When you put on ornaments in his body. How is that? Like that song, you know. Braje prasiddham navanita chauram. No, not that song. This is namamishwaram sachet anandarupam lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam. He's saying, the kundalam in Krishna's ears, it becomes more attractive. Why? Because the Krishna's Brahma Jyoti shine from Krishna's body. You know, it makes this kundalam also shine very beautifully. Just like, imagine you have a golden gopuram, like we have Tirupati. The golden gopuram looks more attractive when sunlight falls on it. Then it looks even more shining. In the night, you may not be able to appreciate it. But in the presence of the sun, the golden gopuram shines even more attractive. In the same manner, the ornaments of Krishna, when they are put on Krishna's body, they start shining even more, very attractively. So in this way, the bhushanangam. Not only the ornaments shine, if somebody stands next to Krishna, like Radharani is standing, or Arjuna is sitting in the same chariot as Krishna, covered boys are putting their hands around Krishna's neck, or Yashoda Krishna you have seen together. So in this way, all his paraphernalia, namely the devotees, they look extremely beautiful with Krishna. Therefore, one of the verses says that, when Krishna is surrounded by all his devotees, like Radharani and the Sakhis and Yamuna and the cows and calves, Vrindavan, everyone and everything becomes beautiful with Krishna. They become attractive. That is his attractiveness. So Prabhupada says, when you have a gold ring and you have a Neelamani studded in the top, then the ring becomes more elegant looking because of that Neelamani. But if you remove that Neelamani, then the ring alone is not that attractive, because there is a provision kept there for keeping the Neelamani. If you remove it, it doesn't look good. It looks like depressed. So in our hearts also, we are carrying Neelamani like Krishna in our hearts. But if we forget Krishna and turn away from him, then a depression is produced in our heart. Therefore, people feel morose. They feel lonely. They feel something missing. They feel some material longings. So you find when a person is morose in spiritual life due to want of Krishna or due to turning away from Krishna, then eventually he becomes hopeless and defeated by Maya because of not possessing Krishna. So the all-attractive Krishna should be possessed by every living being, and that's considered the real wealth. Shastra says that here it says, Vismapanam Swasyacha Saubhagaridhe. Even the Mahavishnu is charmed by the beauty of Krishna, it says. So, you will see in this world that there is the principle of attraction, which is undeniable factor. Everybody can observe it. You put some sugar particles here, all the ants will come running. From where they come, you don't know. they somehow smell it, or one ant goes and gives a news, and everybody else will come running. And not only in humans, even in ants. One time I had gone to a goshala in Calcutta. I wanted to feed some hay, you call it, no? Yeah, to cows. So when I was showing that, cows looked at me and then turned their face away, not interested. So I was asking my friend Acharatnapu, why they are not eating? I thought we'll feed them something. He said, oh, this is a commonly available item, nothing special for them. He said, now I will give you something for which they'll come running, you see, he said. Then he brought a tokri, basket. And then he had some, 10-15 gudgola, they call it. Gudgola means, it's a balls of jaggery. Big, this much size. So as soon as I took the tokri and I showed it, all the cows came running. And they were practically pushing each other to get the jaggery from my hand. My Lord, I was afraid that they will lick my hand also. I was just telling them, open the mouth, I'll put it inside. But they were extending their tongue like that. So much attraction. So I told him, hey, you have given me 10, 15, but there are 30 cows, I told him. He said, no, don't give much. They're not supposed to eat so much. Just give them little, he said. So now the whole cow barn, 30 cows, all of them were with me here. Because of that attractive principle was there. What was it? Jaggery. So ants are attracted to sugar. Cows are also attracted. Prabhupada says, even in 20th story building, if there is a liquor drop, ants will go there. Because they want sugar, they want sweet. They will find out there. He says, because their nose is very sharp for intoxication. They are very attracted, fascinated by that. In this way, you will see that in this world, one of the things that attracts the living beings is the smell or the taste. The sweet taste attracts the tongue. Fragrant smell attracts the nose. Therefore, many people put scent. And they're going in the train or the bus and all. They want to suppress the bad odor of the body. And by putting the scent, imagine somebody wearing a scent is passing in a bus stand when you are staying. As soon as a person passes, you catch the scent. It looks like the demigod has descended, some very fragrant person. Then you open your eyes and say, who is that? Who is smelling so fragrant? So the person is walking ahead of you. Then people become attracted to the person, thinking that this person is a fragrant person. The person is not fragrant. Deodorant is fragrant. What they are putting in their bad odor body. But why living in it is body with bad odor? They wear a deodorant. Just to attract others, because people like to make others think I am nice. I'm a fragrant person, I'm a nice person. So, or people wear a very costly looking dress or attractive looking dress. The whole idea is to catch the attention and eyes of the other people. So, when somebody is wearing a dress which is very gaudy, like that of a dress people wear, no? Or when you put one is the thing which catches our eyes' attention. Or the tongue for the sweet, nose for the fragrances. So which means it becomes very clear, Shabda, Sparsha, Rasa, Rupa, Gandha. All these five senses are all looking for someone or something attractive. And they chase after something attractive. This is an observable phenomenon that I am talking here. Like you see, why did Shurpanakha change her ugly looking form into a very beautiful looking young girl? Because she wanted to charm the heart of Rama and Lakshmana, isn't it? She thought, if I go in this very ugly looking form, they may reject me outrightly. So to become acceptable to them, I will put up a very beautiful, attractive form and go and appear in front of them. Later on, her ugliness came out when Lakshman cut her nose. Something similar, she also did, Putana also did. Changed her form into a very attractive looking form, like a goddess of fortune, entering Vrindavan, carrying a lotus in her hand and whirling it. All the gopis were looking at her. They were talking to each other. Hey, who is this? It looks like Lord Krishna has appeared here. Who is Narayana himself? Seems that Lakshmi has herself come to Vrindavan. And she is carrying a lotus in her hand. And she is walking into Raja. Like that they were talking. And everybody gave her a free entry to come into Raj and also come into the Nanda Bhavan. Even Yashoda and Rohini felt, we can't shower our child with so much as this beautiful woman can offer love to the child. So they handed over the child to her because of the externally looking attractive form. Of course, Vijayavasis cannot be cheated by anybody like that. It is due to Yogamaya potency that Krishna covered the eyes of the Vijayavasis, which is always tinged with eyes of love, to forget about Putana's situation and hand over Krishna to Putana so that he can kill Putana. That's the idea. But the point is what? She used the principle of attraction in order to cover the eyes of people and make them blind, so that she can steal Krishna and kill him. That was her idea, isn't it? So in this way, in this world, people get bewildered by the forms. Not only humans, animals, birds. My spiritual master was saying once, he happened to be in Gita Nagari form. And the night he was sitting with Ekavir Prabhu, under a tree. There was a sitting place. They were sitting. And the sky was like moonlit night, you know, in the darkness. They were just sitting and chatting. And in the tree, he found many, many glowworms in the night. So, plenty of glowworms, all of them shining like small, small bulbs. It looked very attractive. My Guru Maharaj was telling him that, oh, these glowworms look very beautiful. See, they are decorating the whole tree, multiple glowworms. So, the Nekar Prabhu said, Maharaj, you see, some of the glowworms are glowing very powerfully. Do you know why? He asked why? He said, the glowworms emit light by exercising a lot of endeavor. The male glowworms, when they do, that is the time they show the light. Again, the light becomes dim. And then they again exert themselves. Like that they exercise. And they show more. Again, they become dim. So when multiple male glowworms show their glow, bigger and bigger glow, so they are trying to attract the female glowworms, he was telling. Oh, really? Even amongst the glowworms, that phenomenon of romance is there. Is it? Amazing. He was telling. So, you will find the males are attracting females by either having big money or by charming them with big positions and influence in society. They are charming the females. Similarly, the females are charming the males by their beauty. So you will find even in the material world, everyone is trying to impress one another with this mundane attractiveness. But the mundane attractiveness, as we have observed, is not long-lasting. It's a perishable thing. Today somebody is a billionaire, tomorrow is a beggar. Today somebody is a Hollywood, Bollywood actor or actress, and they eventually get old and hair becomes white and tooth is fallen and skin gets wrinkles and all. So the charming beauty, cutting beauty is finished as they get older. Some of the Hollywood, Bollywood actors, if you see their body now and in their young age, you won't believe, is it the same person? They look so ugly now in their old age. So, therefore, like the glowworms can only show off in darkness, the attractiveness of the material world can only show off in darkness of ignorance. Only ignorant people will be fooled by the attractive potency of the material world. Those who are wise and enlightened, they can easily see through the veneer and razzle and dazzle of this modern world, that all this so-called attractive potency is simply a show bottle. You know, it'll all be finished, like the jugnu or the glowworm. In the night it shows attraction, but then in the morning you find what happens? When the sun rises, where is its power? In front of the sun, the glowworms have no power. In front of the Lord's beauty, all these beauties of either earthly planets or the heavenly planets, they all become null and void, are insignificant. So, but the attractive potency in this world gives us a clue to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Like you find the magnet here, attracts the iron filings. It just catches, isn't it? In fact, scientists even talk about the attraction principle between planets. Like they study about GM1, M2 by R square and all that they study. So in this world, every object attracts every other object. Like all of us, we are all sending out signals to other living entities, and other living entities are sending signals, so that we are receiving also. We are sending signals, and so we are receivers of signals of other living beings, and we are also sending out signals. And when there are two living entities who are sending and receiving signals, and the signals are matching well, then they resonate. You know what is the resonance principle? Resonance means they are matching. That's called wavelength match, we call it, no? Then they come together as friends. Then they come together as spouses otherwise. Or they may come together as business partners. Like that. So when the wavelength matches, when their vision and mission in life matches, then they may come together. But everybody is sending out signal and receiving signal. Actually, in the morning time, early morning, when we are all asleep, or the whole world is asleep in the morning. But if you rise early in the morning, the advantage is most living entities are asleep. Due to their sleep, their brain waves are flat and they are not sending any signals. Therefore, when you chant, you are sending out spiritual signal. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you will not be influenced by the atmosphere, and you can influence the atmosphere spiritually, positively, if you rise early in the morning. But if you are chanting at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or afternoon or evening, you know, you want to send out spiritual signal, but then the global gossip through the WhatsApp and all the media and Wi-Fi and everything is so heavy on you, it just attacks your head. You are not able to, you know, it's just suppressing you, pushing you. Therefore, we find it difficult to chant in the day and in the night. But in the early morning hours, we can chant very well because you are sending out spiritual signals. So, and also, what is the meaning of the word temptation? Temptation actually means when other entities send signals, we become affected by it. And we call it a temptation. So, if we become attracted to the supremely attractive Lord who is called Krishna, Krishna actually means, the very meaning of the word Krishna means akarshayati. Iti Krishna. Krish, the word Sanskrit is explained by that Ramdas Vipra to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Krish means to attract. Na means to bestow happiness. So, Akarshayati Iti Krishna, he says. He attracts and gives you happiness. Actually, if we were to discuss about Supreme Lord's beauty, even before we do that, it's very important to say something about that famous Chatushloki verse of Lord Vishnu to Brahma, where he says, Rite artam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha atmani tadvedi atmano mayam yata bhaso yata tamaha. He's telling Brahma, my dear Brahma, in this world everything is dark. It's like a dark room. There are no opulences in this world. But there are six opulences and oceanic amounts in the Lord. But when those ocean of opulences reflect in the material world, like a few drop of opulences, like if somebody takes a broken mirror, they take the light of the sun and send it into a dark room. Inside the dark room also, sometimes you can see light shine. And that shine is nothing but a broken mirror reflecting the sunshine's light into the dark room. Similarly, somebody can take the beauty of Krishna and reflect it into the dark room of material world. So, some of the living entities appear little beautiful. Yes, drop of Krishna's beauty. And Krishna has a sweet voice. So, you reflect that sweet voice of Krishna into this material world. Then the cuckoos are cooing. Coo! This cuckoo, sweetly they coo. So, if cuckoo is so sweet, then Krishna's sweetness must be a million times better than this. Similarly, the fragrance of Krishna's body is enormous. He doesn't have to put any scent or anything. Therefore, you find simply by the lip touch of Krishna on Putana's body, the whole body of Putana was rendered fragrant. When her body was cut and burnt, it was appearing like Agarbatti being, you know, burned. It looked like that. Because Krishna's whole body is fragrant. Maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor maduram maduram vadanam maduram maduram madurasya madurasmita. I'll just show that verse. Let us take the verse. Very beautiful verse. You all We love to even memorize it. Such a beautiful verse. It's from CC. So, this is from Billamagal's very beautiful writing. So, this is the verse. Yeah.
Maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor maduram maduram vadanam maduram madugandhi mridusmitam etadaho maduram 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 maduram.
See the first line. Maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor. Vapu means Supreme Lord. Body of the Supreme Lord. Vibho means Supreme Lord. See, Vibhu and Anu. Vibhu means huge, very great. And Anu means we are all Anu, tiny. So, maduram maduram vapuhu asya vibho. The body of the Supreme Lord is maduram maduram, two maduram. And then he is saying, maduram maduram vadanam maduram. Vadana means the face of the Lord. The face of the Lord is like a full moon. Dhamdhaman Chandra, we say, no? So, then three madurams he is giving. For which part of the body? For the face. Then he is saying, madugandhim radusmitame tadaho maduram 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 maduram. Four madurams he is saying for madugandhi mridusmitam. His mouth is filled with nectar, like smile, mridusmitam, a mild smile, like a muskan. We say, muskan means the mouth is not fully open. Ha 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 ha, like that one doesn't laugh. Same time, one doesn't tightly keep the mouth shut. Like that. One is smiling and some teeth are visible. That's called muskan, we call it. So, when Krishna smiles, madugandhi mridusmitam etadaho, for that four madurams he is giving. So, in this way, the whole body of Krishna is maduram maduram. Face of Krishna is maduram maduram maduram. And the smile on Krishna's face is maduram 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 maduram. Four madurams. In this way, this is the original beauty, imperishable beauty, everlasting beauty, endless beauty, permanent beauty. That is explained in this verse, which is attracting all living entities. That means the original attraction comes from here. Otherwise, the so-called attraction in the material world is only a perverted reflection of this attraction. That is very important to know. So, this attraction is like a sun, and the material world attraction is like some shining light inside a dark room, which is sent by a mirror. The mirror represents the desire. When the living entity have a separate desire, then the opulence of the spiritual world shines in the dark material world in a small way. Like a comparison between sun and the glowworm. The material world opulences are like a glowworm. Krishna's opulences is like the sun. That is the point. But by observing the attraction principle in this world, we also can gradually come to the conclusion that the six opulences are available there. Without opulences there, you cannot have the reflection here. You can't, this material world is not just a bunch of flotsam and jetsam or something. There are specific opulences, you see. We are attracted to the beauty, attracted to fame, attracted to strength and knowledge, renunciation and all that. They are all present in Krishna in oceanic proportion. Therefore, he is supremely attractive. In this world, people not only want to attract others, they want to make sure that the attraction that people have for them will be maintained also. For example, the scriptures like Mahabharata says that a woman should dress very nicely in the presence of her husband with nice decorations. She should look very elegant, very neat and clean and beautiful for the husband always. So that the husband will not be attracted to any other woman outside. If he sees that, oh, my wife is so beautiful and shows with so much service, seva bhava, service attitude, she keeps the whole home happy, then he will be attracted to the home. So he should have that magnetic attraction at home. So when he leaves the office, he should come running to home. But in the home, there is no attraction. If the wife is not keeping herself beautiful, and the home is also not very clean, and he gets bitter vibrations at home, then he may extend his stay in the office for a longer time. So, in this world, we all want to attract others and hold others in our custody for a prolonged period of time. there are many girls hunting for boys and boys hunting for girls. But if you see from a Shastric perspective, this is all nothing greater than glowworm, male glowworm attracting a female glowworm, or male dog attracting a female dog. Actually, the material world is filled with this cheating attraction, which lasts only for a short while, or superimposed attraction, like I told you, somebody putting scent. It's a superimposed attraction. It is not natural attraction. So we all actually look for original. People nowadays, many companies are producing hologram. You know what is hologram? When they make a product like Vaidyanath, for example, makes a medicine. Now there are many imitation Vaidyanath companies have come. If Vaidyanath is V-I-D-Y-A, N-A-T-H. So they will add one H, V-A-I-D-H, Y-A, and then they will make a new company. So therefore, now Vaidyanath company may make one hologram and put it and say that unless this hologram is there, don't purchase, because this is the original and others are imitation. I am sure that all of you will be looking for the original. Like you buy a Godrej Bureau. Once we purchased a Godrej Bureau in Pune in our temple. But then we did like this and the whole handle came out. First time when you opened the bureau only. I'm wondering, are Godrej company is good? Then you observed it was G-O-R-D-R-A-J. What is the mistake in spelling? Exactly they have written like Godrej. It is supposed to be G-O-D-R-A-J. They put one more R they put. G-O-R-D-R-A-J. Both are Godrej, it looks like that. Cheating. So, in this material world, everybody is trying to cheat one another by putting a fake attraction over themselves, like Shurpanakha trying to attract Rama. And their real colors will be shown as they age in this world. And their attraction principle will not last forever. The opulences come, they stay, and they go away. In people's material bodies in this world. Like somebody is very famous, hero, and then suddenly he is found to be lacking character, and it is all published in the magazines and everything, and like a sun in the sky, he now falls to the ground, becomes a good for nothing fellow after that. Like big presidents of the countries are found to have some problem in the parliament house with some woman, and then they are thrown off from their positions. And they are black marked. So you find, therefore in this world, opulences are rare, very good opulences, but even though they may be there, they don't last long, they perish. Even if they last long, due to some character problem or something, a person's reputation is finished in this world. Therefore, the one supreme person who has all the opulences in oceanic proportion, and who is a permanent hero, everlasting hero, undying hero, whose character has no blemish at all, is called, that verse says, Tasmat bhavantam anavadyam anantaparam anavadyam, spotlessly pure, is Krishna or Vasudev. Therefore, the Shastras say, in this world, all the heroes will become zeros in the material world. Even if you call somebody a leader, that means they are representing God, you can understand. Somebody is chief minister, somebody is MLA, somebody is prime minister, or somebody is a principal in a school or a college. They are all leaders, okay, CEO of a company. They are actually acting as a leader on behalf of God for the people. Because these heroes will be hero for a while. After that, they will be out of the scene. Whereas Lord Vasudeva will never be out of the scene. He will always be there. Eternally, he will be there. Even when pralaya happens, and srishti happens, maintenance happens, all these things, srishti, sthiti, pralaya. Even after all these things happen, still he is relaxing in the milk ocean, lying as Shiradaksha Vishnu, just watching everything. And therefore, one should take shelter of that permanent person. Because if you take shelter of that attraction, which is permanent and unchangeable, then your happiness also will be permanent. If you really want permanent happiness. If you want temporary happiness, it's another thing. If you are looking for permanent happiness in life, take shelter of that permanently attractive person, possessing permanently attractive opulences, and possessing these opulences in oceanic proportion, so much so that even Mahavishnu is attracted to him. Mahavishnu is the source of all the material universes, isn't it? And he is fascinated. Vismapanam swasya saubhagaruddhe, he is saying. Param padam bhushana bhushanangam. Because Mahavishnu is so attracted, he steals the, you know, four boys of the Brahmana and takes them to his abode. So Krishna and Arjuna will come, so I can see the beauty of Krishna. When he wants to see the beauty. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, Venkata Bhatta's home, you will see that Mahaprabhu was asking him a very brilliant question to him. Because they actually associated every day discussing Krishna Katha. And, they became very deeply related in Guhyam Akyati Prichati, and Preeti Lakshanam developed between them. So because of which they could even joke with each other sometimes. So one time while joking, Mahaprabhu told Venkata Bhatta, "See Venkata, Bhatta, you are a worshipper of Narayana deity at home. You are such a sincere pujari, taking care of them, offering them bhoga. You are in love with them. I appreciate that. And I am a worshipper of Krishna in the form of Jagannatha. Now I have a question for you," he said. "You know, we have heard the pastime once that gopis were all dancing with Krishna, and then Krishna disappeared from the midst of gopis. And then Krishna went a little distance away, and then he took a 400 form. And all the gopis were crying and they were searching for Krishna. When they came that way, as soon as they saw Lord Narayana, they offered obeisances to him. And then they got up and said, 'Oh Narayanji, can you please guide us to Krishna? Did you see Krishna passing this way?' they asked. And Narayan showed the hand, 'You go straight and take left, you will find him there.' Of course, Krishna was not there. He just showed like that. So they all went. Lastly, Radharani came, you know, with her hair disheveled, with eyes mixed with kajal and tears flowing. 'Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna?' she was searching. And then when Narayana, so-called Narayana, it's not Narayana, it's Krishna only, was showing a 400 form in Paita. So his two hands melted away. And then he came in two hands, and in front of Radharani, he could not cheat her anymore. He had to show his natural beauty. So Mahaprabhu told this pastime. And he said, the gopis are mad after Krishna. And they saw Narayana, they were not attracted to Krishna, attracted to Narayana. But Lakshmi is the consort of Narayana, but she is attracted to Krishna. That means Lakshmi wants to leave Vaikuntha and come to, you know, our Bhauma Vrindavana, where Krishna did rasa dance with gopis, and she had earnest desire to enter the rasa dance. Although she developed a desire to enter rasa dance and dance with Krishna like the gopis, she could not get entry. On the contrary, the Shrutis could gain entry. How? The Shrutis also developed a desire like Lakshmi. Because Shrutis thought that our philosophies are very dry in the Vedas and Upanishads and all. So let us take the form of, gopis and dance with Krishna and develop some rasa in loving relationship. And then next time, the Shrutis will become more enhanced. They thought like that. So Shrutis went. But then they understood very well the secret. You cannot enter rasa dance by any artificial means. You have to be born in Vrindavan. So they came to be born as Gopakanya Vadus. And Gopakanyas, Gopakanyas. Gopakanya means they became daughters of the Gopas in Vrindavan. So they became little girls, and then they could take part in, they became Prajagopikas. Then they could take part in this thing. But then Lakshmi was not ready for it. She said, "Oh, you have to beat the gobar. Gobar cakes you have to make. You have to milk the cows. You have to boil the milk. You have to work in the fields. You have to be a mother of some babies and raise them. It's like the rustic village girls of Raj." So she was a Mahishi or a queen of Narayana. So these situations of Vrindavan, of the village environment, Lakshmiji, it was like a culture shock for her. She lives in Vaikuntha, which is a place of very great opulence. So when Lakshmi saw this, she couldn't accommodate herself in that situation. So she sat in Bilbavan, and then with folded palms, like this, she is praying to Vijabhasis, "Please bless me one day that I can enter into rasa dance." So now Mahaprabhu asked a question to Venkata Bhatta. The gopis are not attracted to Narayana. They are only attracted to Krishna. And Lakshmi is also not attracted to Narayana. She is attracted to Krishna. That means, you know, the attraction to Krishna seems to be very powerful. Then attraction to Narayana in Aishwarya Bhava. In Madhurya Bhava, attraction to Krishna looks very powerful. Why is that so? And immediately Venkatabhata told the Lord, "My Lord, these are all Lord's Leelas are all Samudra Koti Gambhira." He said, "They are like vast ocean. Lord performs millions of pastimes. Who am I to enter into those conferential pastimes and comment about them? You know better. You know, you can explain about all this." And Mahaprabhu explained very nicely, elaborately. At the end, Mahaprabhu said, "If one finds difference between Narayana and Krishna, you know, that would be aparad," he said. "Because one should not see difference between one Supreme Lord's form and another Supreme Lord's form. Rather, one should see difference between the Supreme Lord and the demigods. Because demigods are all jivas, subordinate jivas to the Supreme Lord. You should see the difference between Supreme Lord and Devatas. But the forms of Krishna, Narayana, Rama, they are all ultimately like multiple candles emanating from the one original candle of Krishna. So from the tattva point of view, they all are one person expanding into many." So he told Venkatabhata, "You are, as you earlier said, Lakshmi dancing with Narayana, I mean dancing with Krishna or being with Narayana, there is no difference because Narayana and Krishna are the same person." Like that Mahaprabhu concluded the talk. But the point remains that even Narayana or Mahavishnu is attracted to the beautiful form of Vrajendranandan Krishna, who is all attractive. And in Krishna and Narayana, the same 60 qualities are there, but Krishna has 4 additional qualities. Let us see, what are those 4 additional qualities? So, one of the specialities of Krishna is, you are showing this one? Yeah. In Vrindavan, you find Krishna, although he is non-different from Narayana or Rama, the same person, but Krishna is present in his supreme opulence in Vrindavan of not playing the role of God. So Godhead gives up his Godhood, you know, attracted by the love of his devotees, like Radharani or Yashoda, Sitama, Sudama, Madhumangal. Like you see here, this is the verse. Please repeat. Sarvadbhuta chamatkara leela kallola varidhi atulya madhura prema mandita priya mandalah. These two, here it says leela madhuri and prema madhuri. See, sarva adbhuta, wonder producing, chamatkara, very astonishing. Leela kallola varidhi. See, kallola means when the waves, you know, they hit each other in the ocean. If two waves come like this, and then they hit, that's called kallola. Leela kallola means different leelas with different type of rasas. Like, you know, there is Madhurya leela, there is Vatsalya leela, there is Sakhya leela, Dasya leela. Like the different leelas are happening in Vrindavan. So, he's always the Leela Madhuri. And his Leelas are very special than any other incarnation. Do you know why? Because you find in incarnations like Vamanadeva, Narasimha and all, he assumed a ferocious form to kill the demons. Whereas in Vrindavan, you will find Krishna doesn't increase his form. He keeps it small. So that the Madhura Prem, the Madhurya will not be lost. And in other incarnations, he brings a weapon with him. Like you can find as Vishnu is carrying Shankar Chakra and all that. As Narasimha, he used the Nakam. As Varaha Deva, he used the Gada for hitting. Is it not true? When he comes as Krishna, what weapon he uses? You know, he puts the hand into the mouth of Keshi, kills him, isn't it? He himself enters into Agasura and kills him. Similarly, he heated his body in the mouth of Bakasura and came out. Isn't it? And Trinavarta, he caught him by the neck and killed him. Putana, he killed her with the lips only. Shakatasura with one small kick from the bottom of the bullock heart, isn't it? So that is another adbhuta leela. Why Adbhuta Leela? He doesn't increase his form. He doesn't use any weapons and preserves the sweetness of his relationship with devotees. And another aspect of his Adbhuta Chamatkara Leela is, in other forms, he is always superior and others take a subordinate position. Like for example, Hanuman, Vibhishan and Guha, they all are in a subordinate position to Lord Rama. Similarly, Garuda, you know, Vasuki and Devatas, Asuras, they are all in a subordinate position to Vishnu in the Samudra Mathan Leela. Whereas in Krishna Leela and Vrindavan, Krishna is subordinate to his friends, Krishna is subordinate to Yashoda, Krishna is subordinate to Balaramji, and Krishna becomes subordinate by the chastisement of the gopis. You will see that. So in this way, that is another aspect of his Sarva Adbhuta Chamatkara Leela, Vrindavan. Therefore, these pastimes are unimaginable. Krishna becomes controlled by the love of his devotees in Vrindavan, Leela Madhurya, it is said. So he is a wave-filled ocean of the most astonishing display of pastimes. And Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha, which means he is never alone, Krishna. Sometimes in certain Bhagavad Gitas, they put Krishna standing all alone, like poor Krishna standing alone. You never find Krishna alone. You will find there will be Yamuna behind. You will find there will be cow standing along with a calf behind Krishna. There will be monkeys, there will be peacocks, there will be deers. There will be birds sitting in the tree, and there will be trees, you know, blossoming with flowers and laden with fruits. And you will find the gopis and you will find the gopas. Krishna is always surrounded by his devotees. So that's the meaning of Mandita Priya Mandalaha. Priya Mandalaha. So his mandala of the devotee associates. They will always be surrounding him. He is never a lonely god. He is always a god, Lord surrounded by his associates. That's another second speciality. And sometimes other incarnations like Varaha Dev is coming. He just comes with his gada and finishes the business and goes away. Goes to his abode, correct? Narasimha Dev comes, the pillar opens and he jumps out, finishes him and he pushes off, correct? They all come single. Whereas Krishna, then he brings his Govardhan, he brings Yamuna, he brings Radharani, you know, he brings all the gopis, gopas, in the whole Vrindavan Dham. So he is always Prema Madhuri. He never likes to be alone. Even when he is performing Leela with the Yajnik Brahmana's wives, when they are bringing the prasad, Krishna is surrounded with his associates and eating together. So that is his beauty. Trijagan Manasakarshi Murali Kalakujitaha Asamano Urdvarupa Shri Visma Pita Characharaha. He is saying, Trijagan Manasa Akarshi. With his flute playing, he attracts all the three worlds. Three Jagat means upper, middle and lower. Murali Kalakujitaha. His flute is so very, very attractive. It charms the minds of all the worlds. Murali Kalakujita means he plays sweet notes on his flute. So, I wanted to read one small section of the Yugala Gita, I will tell you. Because, what is this? There are different Gitas you will find. You know, if you write Bhagavad Gita, you get awakening of knowledge about soul in Bhagavad Gita. Then into Uddhava Gita, it is solid philosophy in that. You read Ayula Gita of Pururava, that will produce detachment in you, 11.25 Bhagavatam. And if you read other Gitas like Brahmar Gita of Radharani, or Yugala Gita of the Gopis, or Venu Gita by the Gopis. The Venu Gita chapter, and the Gopis will talk about the beautiful flute sound of Krishna. Okay, I'll show you here itself just a minute. See, this is called Venu Gita. What is Venu Gita? You're showing that? Yeah. In Venu Gita, what do you find? Krishna goes to forest with his friends. And the gopis are all, you know, in Leela Smaranam. they are sitting and discussing. They also want to go to forest, but they can't go because their parents won't allow them to go to forest for cowherding like the other boys go with Krishna. So then they all gather together and they are all talking about Krishna, going to the forest, and they are glorifying the flute, like you find here. And when he is coming in the evening back with the covered boys, all the gopis are watching, they are having arati plates to welcome Krishna. So this is the Krishna entering forest, the famous verse. Barha pidam natavarava pukkarna yor karnikaram. That verse. Vibratvasakkanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam. Randranveno radarasudayapurayan gopa vrindaihi. Vrindaranyam sapadaramanam pravishad gita kirtihi. That's the verse here. They are describing Krishna's pitambara shining like gold and he's playing on the flute and entering the forest with his covered boyfriends. Everybody. Yeah. See, they are all discussing in a circle. They are all talking about Krishna. Krishna's transcendental qualities. Especially they are talking about the flute. Because Krishna is playing on the flute while going to forest. Yeah. So they are saying in the Venu Gita, they are describing the fortune of the various personalities. They are saying those eyes which can see Krishna Balram entering the forest are the most eyes. And then they are saying, who are all seeing? The peacocks of Vrindavan, the doe and the bug, the wives of demigod flying in the sky. They hear the flute and they come down. And the birds are sitting on the tree and closing their eyes and absorbing themselves in the flute sound of Krishna. The river Yamuna is touched by Krishna's flute sound. She wants to throw a lotus on Krishna's lotus feet. The summer clouds are charmed by Krishna's, you know, flute playing, and they are all coming to form an umbrella above Krishna's head on a hot sunny day. The aboriginal girls of Vrindavan, who are all mountain women, and they are taking the dust of dust available on the dry leaves over which Krishna has walked some time ago, and they are applying it on their heads and hearts, and they become free from all passion. And in this way, and Govardhan's fortune, like that you can see Krishna Balaram dancing. Yeah, the doe and the buck. They are coming to, the deers and their husbands are coming to see Krishna playing on the flute. See, the gopis' logic is what? Deers are coming with their husbands to hear the Krishna's flute. And the devatas are descending from the sky and they are also taking part in hearing the sound, flute sound. And the cows and calves are also relishing. So in this world, everybody is allowed to take part in Krishna's flute sound leela except us, they are saying. Only we are rejected. See, demigods and demigoddesses. Cows and calves. River like Yamuna. On all of the rivers, they want to offer flowers. And the birds are sitting on the tree in meditation on Krishna's flute. The aboriginal girls are taking the dust of Krishna's feet on their head and heart. The summer clouds. The Govardhan hills good fortune. They are saying how Krishna, Balaram and covered boys play there in Govardhan in the waterfalls. In this way, the gopis are absorbed in discussion about Krishna's flute. Yeah. Similarly, this is Brahmar Gita. We call it Song of the Bee. Radharani singing there. So, but why I was showing you these things, we'll go back to that. Yeah, I was telling you, Vijagan Manasakarshi. He attracts the three worlds by his flute sound, which charms. I didn't speak elaborately because I have spoken about it before in one of the classes. How the calves are drinking milk and they stop drinking and they want to hear the flute sound of Krishna because that's more nectarian for them. And the mother cows who are giving milk to the calves, they have grass in their mouth, but they are not eating. Instead of eating the grass, they are just keeping. Like that they are hearing. And their ears are like, you know, extending to hear the beautiful flute sound of Krishna. And they're closing their eyes as if in samadhi, to hear the beautiful flute sound of Krishna. Like that, there are many beautiful descriptions there. So that is about his Venu Madhurya. He can charm everyone in the creation. Brahma leaves his puja and comes running out to hear the flute. The rishi is sitting in the caves. Om, like that they are doing meditation on the Om. But when they hear the flute sound, all their meditation is finished. They come out running out of the cave. Hey, where is this flute sound coming from? It was Atma Ramashchamaniyo Nirgranta Apyurukrame. That verse says, no? Kurvanti Ahaitu Kim Bhaktim Yittham Bhuta Gunohari. It is said. And that is about Venu Madhuri. Actually, Venu Madhuri is a beautiful subject. Venu is speaking to gopis also. Venu is saying, gopis, you are all very envious of me. Please, here, you always criticize me, saying that Krishna plays on myself, and then he keeps me always in his hip, and while sleeping also he keeps the flute next to himself, and then lies down. So, the gopis were telling, look at this fellow, flute, his birth has taken place among the bamboo trees, he's an ordinary stick, but he got the good fortune, she got the good fortune of being with Krishna always, wherever Krishna goes. The flute is saying to the gopis, but don't think, gopis, that I attained this position very easily. You see, first of all, I was separated from my mother and father. My mothers are the rivers and the father are the bamboo trees, you know. So, I was separated from them. So, I was ready to go with Krishna wherever he takes me. Therefore, number one, I have practiced detachment, he said. And secondly, he said, see, in order to make the flute, you have to make holes in the flute, you see, no? You have to drill the holes. So when I was drilled the hole, I tolerated. Similarly, a devotee of the Lord should be willing to tolerate adversities in life without complaining to Krishna. And then thirdly, the flute said, look at me. You know, I am inside out, outside in. Everybody can see through me. There's nothing to hide. I have no duplicity. I am practicing simplicity. The flute said, so Krishna likes simple people very much. What can I do? Somehow he liked me. He took me with him. Like the flute said. So in this way, the flute is speaking to gopis also. Gopis are talking to about flute and flute is talking back to them. So, that is Venu Madhurya. And then Rupa Madhurya is what? Asamanordva Rupa Shri Vismapita Characharaha. He astonishes all moving and non-moving entities with the beauty of his form to which there is no equal or superior. He's saying, Asamanordva. No one equal to him or greater than him in beauty. Therefore, I told you Mahavishnu is amazed. Even Vasudev Krishna living in Mathura, he is attracted to Vrindavan Krishna, he says. Amazing, no? Because he is the first expansion of Krishna when Krishna appears in this world. Vasudev Krishna has 400 form and Vrindavan Krishna has only 200 form. Therefore, when Akrura came, Krishna entered that Yamuna and then changed his form from 200 to 400 form, he displays that, you will see there. So you will find that therefore the Vrindavan Krishna is the most attractive form of the Lord. Vismapita Characharaha. Vismapita means he amazes the whole existence with moving and non-moving living beings, he says. Vismapita Characharaha. By his beauty of his form, he astonishes all living entities. Now many people will tell you are all talking about beauty of Krishna, but I am not attracted. If they say they are not attracted to Krishna, they have to be attracted to Maya. 100% guaranteed. You will see that. Everybody has some attraction to somebody. Like one gentleman came to our temple during the Kartik month, we were singing this Namamishwaram and we read the description. And then this old man said, Swamiji, when I hear the description, I feel like crying tears. He said, I asked, why? I thought he has tremendous Krishna Bhakti or something. He said, when I see this playful behavior of Krishna, immediately I am reminded of my grandson. My grandchild is a naughty fellow. He also does like Krishna only, he was telling. That means, you know, he is superimposing Krishna sweetness on his grandson rather than remembering Krishna. So most living entities of Dehatma Buddhi or material bodily consciousness, that they become very attached to their immediate bodily relationships without understanding the exalted position of Krishna. You can see that. So therefore, one should know that when we are talking about Krishna's beauty, it is transcendental beauty. As I told you, imperishable beauty, everlasting beauty, permanent beauty. After saying these four special qualities of Krishna, you know, Leela Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri and Bhakta Madhuri, correct? No? That Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Venu Madhuri and Rupa Madhuri. Then Rupa Goswami says, Leela Premna Priyadikyam Madhuryam Venu Rupa Yoho Ityasadharanam Proktam Govindasya Chatushtayam. So he's saying, Leela Premna Priya. Leela Premna Priyadikyam Madhuryam Venu Rupa Yoho. See, the Venu Rupa Yoho is two opulences. And then Leela Premna, they are other two. So all this sweetness of these four things, iti asadharanam proktam. These things make Krishna not ordinary, extraordinary. Govindasya chatushtayam. Lord Govinda has these qualities. This is coming in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. So, besides these qualities of Krishna, there are also the sublime qualities of Krishna explained by Prabhupada in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. Like his Satyavak, he is a Priyambada, he is sweet spoken, he always speaks the truth, Vibhuda Adbhuta Bhashavita, he speaks in multiple languages, and also he is a Dhira Lalitam, like that, there are many qualities mentioned. So one should study these qualities of the Lord in detail in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, and then one's heart will be charmed. He is called Manohara, means one who charms the heart of all living entities. So today I could only cover one aspect, which is all attractive. Is not only attractive, is all attractive. Therefore, the gopis were telling in their argument, why are people criticizing our attraction for Krishna? Are we the only one attracted? Even the cows and calves are attracted. Even the deers are attracted. Demigods and demigoddesses are attracted. Clouds are attracted. Yamuna water is attracted. That means even so-called inanimate things are attracted. And animals and birds are attracted. Demigods and humans are attracted. Are we the only one attracted? They are saying, therefore, it is all attractive, not only female attractive. Krishna is not just like in this world, some playboys try to charm the young girls and nobody else, no boy will be attracted to them, but girls are attracted to them. Whereas Krishna is not like that. Krishna is attractive to all, therefore he is called all attractive. And he is called all attractive for another reason, which is six opulences. Therefore, in all six opulences of Krishna are attractive. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while talking to Ramananda Rai, spoke this point that, you know, the attraction of the jivas for Krishna is very special. Like you all have heard in the pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela, Balaram saw the cows from the top of the Govardhan Hill coming running to the calves, and the covered men came running behind them. Balaram saw the cows licking the calves and feeding them milk. Bigger cows they were feeding milk, because the bigger cows were expansion of Krishna. And also the covered boys were expansion of Krishna, so fathers were embracing and smelling their heads and all that. Balaram understood there is too much love here, some reason, then he found out. So there Parikshit asked a meaningful question. Why the Vajabasis are attracted to Krishna more than their own sons and cows to their calves? So there Shukadeva Goswami told a very, very powerful point. He said, for the soul, you know, for any living entity in this world, the children and other people are attractive. But more than that, for everybody, their own body is more attractive. But better than the body, they are attracted to their own souls. But better than their own souls, they are attracted to soul of the soul. Who is soul of soul? Atmatmana? Krishna, he said. So therefore, all Vajabasis were attracted to Krishna more than their own souls or their own sons, they were saying. He said like that. So therefore, Krishna is supremely attractive because he is attractive to our souls. So if we can revive that attraction, then no other petty, temporary attraction of this world can distract us. So I will leave it with this today. I have only spoken the topic of all attractive. But today's topic, I will cover it in the next time when I come to meet all of you, which is attracting the all attractive. If this person is so attractive, somebody is Lakshmipati, Karudapati, Arapati, but he is Lakshmipati. Somebody is Lakpati, Arapati, Karapati. But if Lakshmipati has all Lakshmi, then what money can you show and attract him? Nobody can attract Krishna with any amount of money. Or can you attract Krishna with your scent, or with your attractive face? Who can attract? Because he is the source of all beauty. So are you taking the saffron and say, I am renounced to Krishna, so are you attracted to me? No, he is the supremely renounced. So no jiva can easily attract him, then how does the all attractive Krishna become attracted? That we will do in the next another future session. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
That was a wonderful class, Prabhuji. It was, very nicely narrated how Krishna attracts all the living entities. So that was very nice, Prabhuji. So there are so many takeaways for us. So I would like to unmute the session for any questions from the devotees.
Here is written, some questions written.
Hare Krishna devotees, I have unmuted the mic. You may please ask any questions if you have.
One question.
Yeah.
So nicely explained. So nicely explained about
the question in the chat
box. Yes, Prabhu. One devotee is reading for me. Yes, please.
So nicely explain you about the Krishna's beauty and how gopis, pure devotees, are attracted to Krishna, and you mentioned that if someone is not attracted to Krishna, then he is attracted to Maya.
Yes.
But how to get attracted to Krishna instead of Maya? I am not appreciating or understanding his greatness, so what to speak of sweetness? So please give some suggestion, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So the question is good question. Actually, everybody should begin with Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is called the iron weight. And Bhagavatam is called gold weight. Before you can go to gold weight, you have to go to iron weight first. And in Bhagavad Gita, first we have to understand Dukkhalayam, Ashashvatam. Material world is temporary. It is filled with miseries. We should develop a desire to become free from miseries in the beginning. And also, we should study about the power of Kala, how the time factor, how the time factor makes our black, jet black hair into white hair. It removes all our tooth, one out, two out, all out. It makes our clean faces into wrinkled faces. It turns young people into old people. It sends old people to the graveyard. So like this, one should study the power of time, Kala. Then one should study the power of gunas, the three gunas, tamaguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna. How they are three powerful ropes binding all the conditioned souls in this world. And everybody is a play toy in the hands of Durga Mata. Who is binding them all with ropes. And if you study Bhagavad Gita 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters, study about the gunas. 11th chapter, we study about the Kala. Then you have to study about the karma bandhana. Purva janma arjita punyam agre davati davati. You know, punya papa goes from one life to the next life. And we are all tied up, bound by very strong cord of karma bandhana. That is a Sanchit karma, there is prarabdha karma, there is aprarabdha karma. So, naimitika karma, nitya karma. One has to study about the karma very much in detail from Bhagavad Gita. So that we know how to get rid of karma bandhana. One will start looking for a way out. So, in this way, we are studying about karma, study about kala, study about guna, study about svabhava. One should study about all these things. Then study about Punarjanma, how it happens, you know, and the gati of the souls. So all these things should be studied along with the knowledge of the Supreme Lord in the Bhagavad Gita. So all these things, the five basic subjects, Ishwara Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. When we study what is material energy, what is spiritual energy. So this is a science or education the one has to take first. Then after we do this, all these things together which I told you now will lead you to Sharanagati, Sarvadharman. Krishna says, my Lord, now I am understanding what type of world I have come into. I fall at your feet. Please accept me as your devotee. So then you understood, you know, how powerful is Lord, how great is Lord. You know, he creates millions of such universes and maintains them for the independently enacted activities of the jivas and everything. Then you study about the paratvam with reverential admiration. How great is Mahavishnu, and he is only a part of Krishna. In this way, after understanding the greatness, then we enter into Srimad Bhagavatam, study about the 9 cantos in which we study about Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana, Uti, Ishanukata, Manvantara, you know, Nirodha, Muktir, and then finally Atraya. In this way, we can read about the study about all the 9 tattvas, where you also study about Lakshmi Narayan, Radha, Lakshmi Narayan, and Sitaram, and Matsukurma, Varaha, Narsingha. So all of them are talking about greatness of the Lord. And after studying about the greatness of the Lord, then in the 10th canto, you come to the sweetness of the Lord. You enter into the Vrindavan Leela of Krishna very nicely in, explained in great detail. We go from the greatness to sweetness. So in this way, we go from iron weight to gold weight, we say. Gradually increase our awareness of the Supreme Lord. First, even before understanding His greatness, first study the Kala, Karma, Guna, Swabhava, all those things, I told. So then study His greatness, then study His sweetness. So as we gradually increase, give increment in knowledge, along with practices like 16 rounds chanting, following 4 regulative principles, being faithful and obedient to Guru's instructions, attending Bhakti Vriksha programs weekly without giving it up. Some people think, if I get initiated, I don't have to go. They think, no. After initiation, only real spiritual life begins. One should take the spiritual life very seriously. After initiation, one should do service contribution to the local temple. And one should also chant very nicely, study the Shastra, take up many seva engagements to keep oneself very blissfully situated. It's cut off. So, in this way, if you are regularly giving input of study of Prabhupada books, spiritual absorption will come. It's guaranteed. But many people say that, you know, my spiritual absorption is not coming for me, my mind is still wandering. I generally ask them, what time you wake up in the morning, how many rounds are you chanting, how many hours are you studying Prabhupada books, how often are you going to temple, how is your service in the temple, what are you doing for Krishna. Actually, such people talk more about their problems than about Krishna. And that itself is a proof that they are more absorbed in problem-solving mode rather than, intensifying spiritual life mode. Intensifying spiritual life means you put the blower, blow in the fire. So increase the fire, smoke will be gone. But you are only asking, no, Prabhuji, I am not asking about fire. You tell me more about smoke. How I can remove the smoke. Actually, you don't have to endeavor to remove the smoke at all. Krishna will remove it. We just have to increase our Krishna consciousness. Because if somebody is asking, Prabhuji, how can I remove the darkness of night? You don't have to remove darkness of night. You just bring the sun. Attract the sun. When sun comes, darkness will be dispelled. When knowledge awakens, illusion will be dispelled. When Krishna consciousness is intensified, all understandings are ultimately supplied by Krishna within our heart. He says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam ye namam upayantite. He says that I will give knowledge to my devotee, how he can come back to me, how she can come back to me. In this way, Krishna says, they have to be simply sincere and two things. Tesham satata yuktanam, always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, which will actually continuous engagement in Krishna consciousness gives spiritual absorption. And bhajatam priti purvakam. Put the best love you have in your heart to give attention to the chanting and performing of spiritual life. So, the attraction for Krishna may appear like licking a bottle, honey bottle from outside without opening the lid. When we only occasionally are interested in Krishna. But if you are continuously absorbing yourself in Krishna, that attraction is definitely arisen. Because the word continuous is repeatedly made. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnashah. That means continuous. Smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha tayeva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho uparamam badambujam. She's telling those people who are always hearing about you, glorifying you, remembering you, making others remember you. She's telling Kunti Maharani, they definitely see your lotus feet, my Lord. She's telling. because they are continuously making an effort to attain you. You become everything for them. So whether you are Brahmachari, Grihastha, it's immaterial. All of us have the freedom, because your heart you can give to Krishna and other things you can give it to everything else. So if you give your heart to Krishna, then the wholehearted consciousness will come. Sada tad bhava bhavita. All right, Prabhu? Yeah, next.
Unfortunately, I don't have taste for chanting, although I am chanting 16 round. But I have some interest in the dressing the deity and doing the alankar for the deity and admiring their beauty. I have Gaurnita and Laddu Gopal deity. It is that also a kind of subtle sense gratification for on my parts? It is mere sentiments or it is just...
No, actually, you are very fortunate that you have that attraction to dress the deities and offer them bhoga, decorate them with ornaments. Very good, you do that. Eventually, while dressing the deity, you can pray to the Lord that, my Lord, you came for, as a yoga avatar to distribute the holy name, but you see, I have attraction to dress you, but I have no attraction for the holy name you came to give. You are giving me the gift of your holy name and I am so lazy to chant your name. Please, you only increase my attraction for it, so that I'll be able to chant well. You, every time you pray like that, when you dress the deity, then you will be blessed by the deities. The deities will become pleased with your service and they'll bless you. Suddenly one day you will find the holy name becomes very delightful and very enthusiastically you will chant. Yeah. That's all? Okay, I've answered the couple of questions which were there. So thank you all very much. Another time when I speak to you, I will complete the topic. Now I spoke on all attractive Krishna. Next time I speak on attracting the all attractive. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you for inspiring us with such wonderful class. So we will continue to look forward to your association again and again, Prabhuji.